Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis, as we continue in Chelek, now Baruch Hashem, we have started the next section. We have finished the categories of those who have lost their Olam Haba, and we have started the individual. So we started Yeravam ben Nevat. He is first on the list, and then Be'ez Hashem later on today we will get to Achav, and tomorrow's daf will talk about Menashe. But says the, talk a little bit about Menashe today as well, but we'll see. So we're on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Mabez. I said I would just start with the Margalia Sayam, but at Ha'ara. So we spoke about how, why was Yeravam Zochet to rule? Because he gave a little proper tochacha to Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech closed off a certain area in Yerushalayim and made it harder for the Olei Regel, so he gave him tochacha. But it also says that he lifted up his hand against the Melech, Harim Yad B'Melech, and that was part of what he did wrong. And the Gemara explains, Shechalatz Tfilin Tfilah B'Fanav. He took off his tefillin in front of the king. So what exactly is the problem there of taking off one's tefillin in front of the king? So Rashi quotes two ideas. Either he should have gone to the side to have some more Amos Malchus, or Lahasris Kinegda Bachazaka, or he was showing that his power by taking off his tefillin. What does that mean? So explains Margalia Sayam that we know that the tefillin shel Yad and the tefillin shel Rosh have different emphases. He quotes this from the Ustravser. He quotes, Tefillin Shel Rosh is Mora on the Machshava, as we know. And the Tefillin Shel Yad is Mora on the Maisa. Shlomo HaMelech said, as we know, Ani Arbe Velo Asir. Shlomo HaMelech said, as the Gemara we had earlier in Sanhedrin, a few months ago, don't worry, I know what the Torah says, the reasons, but I could have many wives and I won't be led astray. Right? He was focusing on the Iker Machshava Sheva Rosh, Velo HaMaisa, the Kima Ba'amro, ani arbe v'lo asir, havi ka'omer, when Shlomo HaMelech says that, don't worry about it, he was focusing on the Tam. The Tam HaMitzvah, and therefore he was saying the Machshava is the Iker. V'lo ma'isa v'kiyim ha'ma'isa k'ma'amara. I know the Torah says not to do this, but I'll do it, even though it's against the ma'isa of what the Torah says. V'yirava mochichu bazeh, shal piyadin, tzrichim lachos, tefillin shal rosh b'kodem. You always have to take off the tefillin shal yad, always have to be on your hand. Tefillin Shel Rosh is on, and then it's not on, symbolized in the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Maisa HaMitzvah, that is the Iker. And that's what it means, that he took off the Tefillin before Shlomo to give him this hidden message. So, she'asr lihishar avrega b'chakira sichlis lavaj b'li kiyum HaMitzvah kapashta. That's what it means, Harim Yad B'Melech. Bochicho, no, that was part of the Tochacha, says the Ustravser. She'asr ha'asuya ha'asiyah b'li chakira sholtam HaMitzvah. That's the one ha'ara of the Margalia Sayam in the name of the Achronim. Okay, let's continue now where we are up to. So what happened? So Yeravim says to himself, you know, if I'm the king now, Achia Shiloni said I'm going to be the king, but if I don't set up an alternate Mikdash, then when it comes time for Aliyah L'Regel, everybody's going to go up there. They're going to see Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, sitting in the base of Mikdash. He'll be sitting, because he's the only one that's allowed to sit in the base of Mikdash. And they'll see I'm standing. They'll know he's the real king, and therefore forget about me. They'll think I'm an Eved. So what did he do? He went to take some advice. Couple lines for the bottom. Miyad. Let's start again from there. The end of the line. Miyad. Vayivayit HaMelech Vayashneag Lezov. He made two golden calves. The Mefarshim there discuss. Dafka golden calves. Dafka, those are the things that caused some of his problems earlier. Vayomar Aleim Rav Lachem Yalos Yerushalayim. What are you schlepping to Yerushalayim for? Yes, of course Yerushalayim is the Iker, right? He started off not being, not telling them not to go totally, but it's more convenient. Hine Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'alucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Vayasam Ha'achar Be'Beis El Ve'Sachan Asad Bedan. I think we quoted before, the Radak says, Beit El, why Beit El? Because that was already a holy city. It was known, Yaakov Avinu. And Dan was the border up north. Ma'avi Yivayitz, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Shoshiv Rashi Yitzal Tzadik. When he got his cabinet together, he put a Tzadik and a Rasha. He alternated Tzadik Rasha throughout the cabinet. Why? Amar Lo, he says to them, when he got his cabinet together, Chasmisu, I'll call Davidna, could you please sign that you're going to listen to everything I say? Amru Lohein, they said, fine. Amar Lohu, Malka bin Elmevi, I want to be the king. Amru Lohein, they said, fine. They also heard about that, must have heard that Achia Shiloni had already gone to him and said that, you know, you're going to be the king. Kol damina l'chlav disu. Please sign that whatever I tell you to do, you're going to do. Amru lehein. They said yes. Afilu l'miflach l'avodas kalchavim. Amar le, tzaddik chas v'shalom. The tzaddik amongst them says, no way. Avodas zara, no way. Arba le Rasha le Tzadik. So the Rasha that was sitting next to the Tzadik says, come on, you think your Rav is going to do that? Your Rav is going to do Avodah Zarah? Just sign it. Of course he's not going to do that. Salka daitach le gavra ki yiravam palach l'avodas kochavim. Do you really think so? Elo lemin sinhu hu to kaboy. He's just doing, seeing to test us. Ikablisu lememre. He wants to know if we're going to be totally loyal to him. He's obviously not going to go that far and do Avodah Zarah. And that is how the Rishayim convinced the Tzadikim just to sign without any exceptions to the rule. And once that happens, so later on in history, as we will see, people don't look at the details. Oh, maybe they were tricked. They just see that it says that these great rabbis said that they will follow everything that Yerubim says and does, and he Yerubim did Avodah Zarah, so it must be that that's okay too, and that helped mislead Am Yisrael. Right? The Rashi explains that also, that's what how the Rishayim were matim the tzaddik, achi yukulam chasumin, shena yerotzin v'shuv, they were not able to be chosen. Okay, continuing. V'yav Achiyah Shilonita. Achiyah Shiloni, who was the great Navi at the time, he was one of them that also made this mistake. V'chasam, and he signed. Why? How do we know that? Because later on in history, we'll see Yehu, one of the Malchei Yisrael, that was told to wipe out the entire family of Achav as part of Achav's punishment. To wipe it out. So Yehu was told to wipe it out, but even he made a mistake based on this chasima. Where do you see that? Let's just read it first, and then we'll come back to talk about Achiyah. Taha Yehu Tzadika Rabba Havi Yehu was a great righteous person, at least originally. Shenemar V'yomar Shemal Yehu Yana Sharativo Salasos Ayasha Beinai Kecholasher Bilvavi Asitel Beis Achav Bnei Revi'im Yeshu L'chal Kisa Yisrael. Hashem promises that Yehu will have a fourth generation who will still be the Melech. After that, there was no more family dynasty in Malchei Yisrael until it was totally wiped out and said that to Golis by Sancheriv, as we have learned earlier. But at the time, Yehu got rid of all the Baal. He got all of the Achaz family. He tricked them into thinking that he was on their side, and he ultimately was able to destroy them and rid Klal Yisrael of Achaz family. But it says, V'ksiv, so what does that mean? That at the end of the day, he still followed some of Yeravam's sins. Why? My Garmole. What caused that? You know, why did he follow Yeravam's sins if it says that he followed Hashem's paths? So Gemara has two ideas. Number one, the second one that's related to us. But what's the first one? Amar Abaya, Bris Krusa Lisvatayim. There is a covenant that it was made with the lips, meaning we've got to be careful with everything that comes out of our mouth. Shneamar, because when Yehu was convincing all the Nevi'ei Habal to be able, he wanted to kill all of them, but how was he going to get them all? They were going to hide from him. So he decides that he's going to pretend. And he said, he made an announcement, Achav Avad Habal Ma'at, Yehu Yavdenu Harbeh. You think Achav was a good servant of the Baal? You wait to see what I'm going to do. Please, we're going to make a big party, and we're going to really serve the Baal. So everybody who are Baal worshippers, please come to the temple. They come, thousands of them. He puts them all inside, and he says, okay, who are the real, I want the special officers of the Baal. So they identify themselves. Lamaisa, then he gets everybody inside, and he has all of his soldiers kill them, the Nevi'ei Baal. But because he said, says the Gemara, even as a way that he was going to trick them, this was all l'shem shemayim. But because the words came out of his mouth that he was going to serve the Baal, that was what misled him, so to speak. And that is what the Gemara says. Everything that comes out of our mouth, right? The Gemara says elsewhere, there are many similar types of chazals, right? Alti birchas hed yokala beinecha, kilolas chacham afilu, Al Tnai, Mekai, Mekuyam, right? If somebody, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mechenin Yamasifrach Asher Kasafta, even though Hashem did not destroy the Jews, still Moshe's name was erased. The Gemara says, we're getting Exubis, Al Tiftach Pele Satan, right? All of these are chazals that reflect the power of words, right? Even if the words, don't come to fruition, and, Shkaga Shiyotse Milafnei Hashalit, right? All of these are different chazals that, emphasize that. But that is all number one. That's maybe one idea that led him astray. But the second one is what we were just talking about. Rava Amar, Chosamo Shalachia Shiloni Ra Vita. He saw Achia signed on the document that we're going to follow everything that Yeravam does. So he thought that they agreed to everything that he does, including the golden calves that were set up north. And therefore, that is what misled him. Stop there for a moment. Margolis Hayam again, two in a row. How exactly was Yeravam able to convince so many of Bnei Yisrael not to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Right, how many? And many of the 10 tribes, obviously we know, the 10 tribes were with him, and Yehuda Binyamin stayed with Rechavim. So how exactly was he able to do that? It's very difficult to understand. Says the Amagalias Hayam, you have to see it in a historical context. His achdus shnei efechim, tzadika rabba, v'lor misor mikol chatos yorma shehechti, nisbonin lakir et kufahi, she'od lo nishrash be'uma, his yachdus makom ha-mikdash lavodas Hashem ve'isr habamos. It's a fascinating revelation when we read Sefer Malachim over and over again. Even the greatest kings, it says they did amazing, but they couldn't remove the bamos. They couldn't remove the bamos. Right, what was so hard about removing the bamos? Explain the Mefarshim, and Margolis Yam here explains it, that remember, up until the time they built the mikdash, they were able to sacrifice whatever they wanted. And it was, even at certain times in Givon and earlier, so that idea of the Isser, of having one Merkaz, was not so kavua in people's minds. It was somewhat of a new idea. Especially, right, David and Shlomo finally built the Beis HaMikdash, and now there's gonna be an Isser outside. But that wasn't kavua yet. So, after a couple of years, right, Shlomo was king, I think, for 40 years, and that was Rechavam, and now the Malchus is split again, so, it's not so hard for Yeravam to say, you know what, that was a temporary measure. Now there's another Beis HaMikdash. Now, just like beforehand, there were times that you could have central places outside. So now too, V'amikdash Hashem b'Yerushalayim eino ha-merkaz ha-yichidi l'shtei mamlachos. Hashem wants there to be two mamlachos now, right? You all heard Achia Shiloni. You know he said, I'm going to be the king. So what does that mean? Not only are there going to be two kingdoms, there's going to be two central locations to serve Hashem. So they're going to go down to Yerushalayim, and we're going to be up here. Wasn't so hard to convince. Right, we know later on in Baisheni, the Gemara says in Menachos, right, that there was Beis Chonyo, which was also set up L'Shem Shamayim, right, and they didn't think it was an Isser of Shchut Echutz. So too in the days of Yeravam, this is how he did it. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, if we remember. Hu yada lidrosh b'meyav v'shloshim panim. Darash lohem. Shekiva sheizkim anavi l'eschalkos ha-mamlacha. Einem zekukim l'mikdash. Asher b'yushalayim. Veinem kfufin l'bezdin ha-yirushalmi. Kiyem hu v'zakeinav she-no'etz imahem. She-nivayis imahem. Yichon li'asid mikdash ba'artzam u'ba'aber shanim kechefsam. And to do everything that they need to do. So that is how he was able to do it. Okay, one other ha'ara. Talking about the Achia Shiloni. Achia Shiloni was a unique individual. The Rambam puts him in the Shalshalas HaMesorah. We know he was the one that went to Yeravam. They thought he was going to be the king. But if you remember the Rambam in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, in the short Hakdama, the Rambam has many Hakdamas, but in the short Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, he goes through the 40 individuals from Moshe to Ravina and Ravashi. He has 40 generations from that time. So he goes through. He says, Nimsa Miravashi and Moshe Rabbeinu Arboim Ish Ve'eluhain. He's going backwards, but I'll go forwards. I'll start with the end. Moshe, Yoshua, Pinchas, Eli. Right? Not so many. Moshe, Yoshua, Pinchas, Eli, Shmuel, David, Achia Hashiloni. Achia Hashiloni was the connector between David and Eliyahu Hanavi. Right? He was an important individual. Connecting from David to Eliyahu. And then after that, Elisha, Yehoyada, right, that we had Yehoyada, he was the one that saved the little, child, right, from the queen that wanted to kill everybody. Right, Zachariah, Hoshea, Amos, Yeshayahu, Micha, Yoel, Nachum, Chabkuk, Safanya, Yirmiyahu, Baruch, Ezra, Shimon HaTzadik, and then you get into the Tanaim. Antigonus, Yisocho, right, and he continues all the way until Ravashi. Ravashi is the last one. But again, Achia Shiloni is one of the Baalei HaMesorah. If you look in the Yad Ramah here, he says, V'dvarim halalu, just a ha'ara. He's very nervous about what people are saying about Achia Shiloni here. Achia made a mistake, he signed, he shouldn't have signed. V'dvarim halalu amurim al Achia Shiloni al Avashalam. Lo nemru al Pashtan. Obviously, he didn't sign anything that it's okay to do Avodah Zarah. Right? He signed and he didn't write exceptions to the rule. That was the problem. Yesh lomar shechasam lishmoa lo lekol ma sheyirotza laso stam. Umay ta'a havele lefrushe levar me'aveira kida amri le'liyoshua. Like Hashem tells Yeshua, anyone who rebels against you, l'chalas ha'shevenu, you must. Rak chazak ve'emas. Right? And we had earlier on Daf Memtes, rak is l'mute bitul Torah. So it's already alluded to. Listen to Yeshua, except for us. He should have had that exception. But don't think he made any more mistake than this. And then he adds, it must have been something that he was very emotional about. V'hamifarish zulasi zeh pirish. Whoever gives another pshat other than what I'm saying, asir lite nesadin. Right, he's going to have to stand in judgment about what he says about Achiah Shiloni. So he is very strong about his feelings about other pshatim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, right, the Gra, the Bach, or the Gra takes out the word dechsiv. The Bach says it's just a new statement that starts off with ksiv. There's no dalet. Okay, ksiv. Vishachta seitim hemiku vani musar lekulam. The what does that mean? So it's a difficult puzzle to translate the simple translation. Rabbi Yochanan darshens it. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Heim he'emiku mishali. They, right, it's talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were machmir, they were deeper than me. What does that mean? They, the people who were with Yeravam up north. Ani amarti, I hold kol sheino yol l'regel over basay. If somebody doesn't do aliyah l'regel, it's a bitul asay. No punishment. There's a bitul asay. You lost the opportunity. Veheim amru kol ola l'regel yidaker becheref. Whoever goes to Yerushalayim will get killed. So I said, whoever doesn't go to Yerushalayim we'll have a bitul asay. They said, whoever goes to Yerushalayim will be killed. That's what it means. Heim shachnu sheitim hamiku. They did very deeper, even more than me. Anu musar lekulam. Rashi says, klomar. Anochi lo chashti kol kach lekavet atzmi. Lomar kol mishino olo regli yidaka becherev. I never said anybody's chayim misa if they don't show me kavod. But they had such kavod for their avodah zarah. They said, if you don't come, so then they're going to kill you. Right? Sachta from Lashon Shechita. Vayihi bo Esahi. V'yiravam yatsam Yerushalayim. Right? What happened? Now we tell the story of Yeravam. Right? What happened? This is the first meeting that he has. He goes out of Yerushalayim. Vayimso to Achiah Shiloni Hanavi. Baderech. V'miskase besalma chadasha. He's wearing a new cloak, which eventually Achiah rips and says, just like the cloak is ripped, so too the malchus is going to be split, and you're going to get 10 pieces of the malchus. Tanav Yisrael Yossi. What does it mean? But Esahi, that time was designated. Esi mizumenes leperanis. Right, that time period was mizuman leperanis, one of the greatest tragedies in history, when the malchus of Klal Yisrael was split into two. But ace pekudasam, now we're showing how the word ace other times in Tanakh also means a significant moment. But ace pekudasam yovedu. Tana Mishra Rabbi Yossi, ace mizumenes lepuranus. Right, it's also a time of peranus that takes place then in the times of Yirmiyo. But ace ratzon anisicha, at a time of ratzon, I will answer you. Right, Tana Mishra Rabbi Yossi, ace mizumenes latova. Right, that's talking about latova at a time when Hashem is going to bring us back. Yeshayo says that's going to be an ace that's designated latova. Uvyom pakti ufakazdi aleim chatasam. Right, talking about the context of the peranus of the egel, on the day that I get retribution, I will pay back your sin. Tanim Shem Rabbi Yossi, Esi Mizumenes Leperanis. And that's referring to, Uviyom Pakdi, Rashi says, it's talking about Tisha B'Av. Shebechal Hashanah Meosen Mem Shana, Sheamdu Bamidbar, Yom Mizuman Leperanis Hu. Every Tisha B'Av in the Midbar was a dar that was a day that was Mizuman Leperanis. That was the day that Meraglim came back. That was the day that two Batei Mikdash were destroyed. That was, as we know, they went to sleep every Tisha B'Av in their graves. The Medrash quoted in the Rashbam and Baba Basra, the discusses, again, Tisha B'Av is the day. Look at the Abarbanel in the beginning of Yirmiyahu. Also, there's a reference to Tisha B'Av, and there he quotes other post-Tanakh tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av as well. It just so happened, he writes, and he went through it, it just so happened that the non-Jewish government of the Spain happened to give the deadline to expel the Jews on Tisha B'Av without looking at the calendar. The Barbanel writes that. He was 1492. And he says, this is all because it's an ace mizuman l'peranus, as it says right here. Vahibo Esahi, also at that time, Yehuda, Vayirat Yehuda Meisach of Yehuda goes down from his brothers after he gave the advice of throwing Yosef into the pit, or at least selling Yosef. The other was from Reuven. Tanim Shem Rav Yosi, Eis Mezumanis LaParanus. Again, Mezumanis LaParanus, that was the beginning of their descent to Egypt. Vayelach Rechavam. So now getting back to Rechavam. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam goes to Shechem, right, north of Yerushalayim, to set up his Malchus. Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lahamlichoto. And all the Kol Yisrael came to be Mamlech Yeravam. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Makom, Mizuman LaParanis. Shechem is a Makom. That's Mizuman for tragedy. Bishchem Inu as Dina, that's where Dina was raped. Bishchem Machru Echav as Yosef, that is where the brothers sold Yosef. Bishchem Nechlaka Malchus Beis David. Right, Rashi quotes this Gemara on, I think, on Parshas Vayeshev. Right, Nechlaka Malchus Beis David and Shechem, that's where the David and Melech's Malchus Beis David was split, again, as an ultimate punishment, from Shlomo, connected to that, but this is what happened. V'yorvam Yatzam Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim went out of Yerushalayim. Amar Bechani Bar Papa, She Yatza, Mipitka She Yerushalayim. He went out of the Petek, of the destiny of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Rashi. Mipitka Yerushalayim, right side, Michlalash Lo Lachzer Ba Laolam. Forever. He is not coming back to Yerushalayim. Right. Originally, when he was told to be the Melech, so what does that mean? We know there's something called Malchus Beis David. But that was, there were different, understandings in the Rishonim. The Meiri writes about this a lot in Maseches Harios, the Radak on Chumash, on Navi. What was supposed to be? Let's say Yerovam was a tzaddik, and he didn't do all these sins. So what would have been? Wasn't like Malchus Beis David was gonna be, forgotten. So, the Meiri writes and others assume that there was going to be a secondary Malchus. You'll be the king. It'll stay, you know, with you and maybe even your descendants. But, and now this is part of Jewish history. But, you know, it's not going to be forever. Either, I think in the times of Yehoshaphat, I don't remember, either it was supposed to be for a certain number of generations and then it was supposed to come back in. And it was supposed to be misached again, or there would be a secondary, like not the Iker. Malchus Beis David would be the Iker, and this would be a secondary government. But either way, it didn't happen. Yerovam had the attitude, I'm out of here, and I'm not coming back. So he went out of the Petach of Yerushalayim, velolito chelik ba'avoda. And Rashi says he didn't want to have a chelik in the avoda, which many mefarshim wonder about. The avoda, he wasn't a kohen, right? It's from a different shevet, right? So what do you mean chelik of the avoda? So maybe Rashi means the avoda of Malchus. Right, he didn't want to be part of it. He left Yerushalayim. The Ben Yehoyada has two other pshatim. What do you mean he left Yerushalayim? Says the Ben Yehoyada, maybe it's he left Yireh and Shalem, the two elements that Yerushalayim stands for. As we know, the Medrash, Hashem wanted to make Shem and Avram happy, so that's why he took the name that Avram had, and Shem, Yireh Shalem, and therefore, that's Yerushalayim. So maybe that's what he left Petach Yerushalayim, Yatza Mishnei Dvarim Yikarim, Harimuzim Ba'osios Yerushalayim, Shem Yireh and Shalem, number one. Number two, or he left, Hapitzko Shalayim Imashakasav Aleph Pasuk Zek, Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Shasham Sanhedri Gedola Shemehem Aura Yotzelecha Yisrael, Vehu Haya Bal Torah Atzum Ma'od, Sheraui Leisepa Sanhedrin Gedola. He was the ability to sit in the Sanhedrin. V'yatashi Yotzam Yerushalayim V'nakar Mimena Memela Yotzam Eosa Pitka. The destiny that he might have been part and a member of the Sanhedrin, that was gone. He left the destiny of Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin, that are in Yerushalayim, that's what he left. So two suggestions in the Ben Yehoyada. Vayimso so achi eshiloni anavi baderech, v'miskasa v'salma chadasha, v'shneyem levadam basada. They were alone. My v'salma chadasha. What does it mean that he was in a new cloak? A couple of opinions. Amar Rav Nachman, b'kisalma chadasha, like a new cloak. Masalma chadasha ein bo shem dofi. Just like you have a new cloak, there is no defect. There is nothing wrong with the cloak. Af toraso shel Yeravam lo haya bo shem dofi. At that time, at that moment, his Torah was perfect. He was a tremendous Salman Chacham. Dabar Acher, Salma Chadasha. Shechidshu Dvarim, Shloshama Ozen Me'olam. They were Machadesh things in that conversation that they had. They talked in Torah, and they were Machadesh things that nobody ever heard, no ear ever heard those Chidushim in Torah before. Nobody ever heard. Ask the Arach Laner. Why does it say, again, every time that the Gemara formulates it in a certain way, it's to teach us something. Why does it say, Chidushim that no ear ever heard? Why doesn't it say, Chidushim that no mouth ever said? Wouldn't that have been more simple? Right? The Chidushim are said. So why didn't it say that? What's the thing of the no Chidushim that were never even heard? So says the Arach Laner. He says the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah that every Chacham, every Jew was at Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, Kakol Kiblu Benafshosa Mimasha Shamo Me'ar Sinai. Right? We all heard everything at our Sinai. Maybe that's what it's alluding to. Even more mechudash than the things we heard at our Sinai. That's the emphasis. Shechidshu dvarim af sheim lo chidshu rak sheshama misinai. Al ze kamar dvarim shal loshama ozem me'olam pir shay chachamim gedolim kol kach. Al shechidshu dvarim shal loshama ozem misinai. Al shechidshum bechachmasam be'emes. They were so brilliant and so smart, even beyond what was given at our Sinai. Which one might ask, but isn't that the whole point? Every chidish that you're going to ever say? Okay. Either way, it's saying something different. Mayu sheim levadam basada. What does it mean that they were alone in the field? Amar of Yehuda Marav, first medium line. Shekolta midechachamim domim lefeim ki isvi asade. All rabbis compared to them were like grass. You know, you don't notice grass so much when there are trees in the field. Grass is like it's there, but you don't really notice it. So everyone else compared to them were like just grass. Viga damri damar or shekol tamei Torah magulu mahem kesade. Just like grass is an open field, so too all secrets of the Torah were revealed to them like an open field. V'lachein, pasuk in Micha that we say is a reference to Malchei Yisrael, who followed the Shvatim, the 10 tribes, who followed Yeravam. V'lachein, titni shluchim al moreshes gat, right, give a gift to Gat, batei achziv la'achziv l'malchei Yisrael. So how do we interpret that? Pasik, I'm Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa has a lot to say in these sugyas. Right, one of the great sons of Rabbi Papa, the first one I think we say by Yisim, Chanina bar Papa. Right, Yatsa Basko v'Yarmaleim. Abasko went out to the 10 tribes and said, Misharagas aplishti v'horish eschem Gat titnu shiluchim lebanav. Right, the one who killed the plishti, David, and he gave you God. You're going to give shiluchim to. You're going to give a parting gifts to his children. Meaning, why are you leaving David? David's done so much for Klal Yisrael. Right? Meaning, to follow Yeravam, again, he was supposed to be the king, and this was the destiny. But to follow as a rejection of David, that wasn't the purpose to reject the Beis HaMikdash also. To reject Malchus Beis David. It was supposed to be some type of split, but not total. But they achziv la'achziv l'malchei Yisrael. And they went to Malchei Yisrael. Amarev Chinina or Rev Chanina bar Papa. Kalanen ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Right? This is the same person talking. That is why we have this here. Kilu goz al kadosh baruch hu v'knesses Yisrael. And anyone who gets benefit from this world without making a bracha, right, we have this at the beginning of six parak brachas, you're stealing from God and you're stealing from the Jews. Why? Shene'emar, gozel aviv v'imo v'omer ein posheya, chever hulu u'mashkes, v'ein chaviv v'lakadosh baruch hu. Hashem is our father. Shene'emar, halu ahu avicha konecha, v'ein imo ala k'nesis Yisrael. And the mother are the Jewish people. Shene'emar, shema b'ni musar avicha, v'al tito shtoresi mecha. So Hashem is your father and k'nesis Yisrael is your mother. And if I'm a posheya and I don't recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything, so then that is taking something from them. My chever huli ishmashchis, you're similar. You're in the same group as a destroying person. Chever huli Rava ben Nevat. That's also connected here. Shehishchis Yisrael avim shashmayim. He destroyed the relationship. He caused them to sin. La'aviyem shebashamayim. He caused them to sin. Right? The idea of brachas and stealing, right? That's also a major discussion in Maseches Brachas. As we know, the Gemara tells us at the beginning of the sixth parak, the source for birchas hanehenin. The Gemara looks for a source, and eventually the Gemara says it is based on a svara. Aser lehanos bin olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Right? There's a stira in the psukim and tehillim. One pasuk says la'shem ha'aretz u'mlo'a. One pasuk says faras asal lebnei adam. Says the Gemara kan lefnei habracha, kan la'acher habracha. Meaning, once we say a bracha, then that is a matir. That is a matir for us to then benefit from the world. Right? Anytime we imbibe a benefit, the Ramban writes, I think, in Maseches Brachas, that you don't make a bracha, a birchas hananin, on every benefit in the world, right? I fall down on a comfortable couch and it feels so good. I don't make a bracha on that because it's only a bracha that we imbibe. Eating, drinking, smelling. A bracha, the hana that goes inside of us, that's where chazal or misakein, birchas hanen. And maybe that's the most concrete, right? Other hanas are not concrete, but either way, that's what we hold. We hold generally, the poskim hold that making brachas is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or brachas. Besides one or two, are Durabana. The Pnei Yeshua, there at the beginning of Masechet, the sixth parak, in Brachis, is metame about this. You know, why is it? We know from elsewhere that Svaras are Daraisa. Pesha Azar Peshahitir, Hamotzme Chabrel of Araya. Svaras are on the level of Daraisa. So why does the Gemara assume, as a Devar Pashut, that making a Bracha, Berchaz Anenin, is Durabanan? Should be Daraisa. And the Pnei Yeshua says, and Luli de Mistafina, if I wasn't scared, I would say, it's Daraisa, and you still say something Brachas Lahakel. You don't have to say that Sabi Brachas Lahakel is connected to Sabi Darabana Lakula. You could say that Berachas Ananin is Daraisa, and you still say Sabi Brachas Lahakel. Right, that's part of the built-in law. Right, we have other contexts where you have a din daraisa that suffik is lahakel, suffik arla b'chuslaris. There are other examples, suffik mamzer, special dinim. But either way, that's what the Pnei Yeshua is kasha. The Minchas Asher in Dvarim, Rav Asher Weiss says maybe there's a chilek between different types of svaras. Right, the svara of what the Gemara says is the svara daraisa is by purely logical svaras, purely intellectual svaras of the mind. Logic of the mind, right? Pesha aser, pesha hitir, or hamotze mechaver olav araya. But when you have emotional, religious svaras, right? You can't get benefit from the world without making a bracha, right? Without acknowledging God. Is that something that every person in the world would say? No, we would say that, right? The religious person would say that. So that's a svara. That's the logic of the heart. So that's a different type of svara. And maybe that's Durabanan, even though the others would be Daraisa. Again, there's a lot on brachas. The Rabbeinu Bachai in the Parshas Ekev talks about what does it mean when we say baruch? Right? We're not blessing God, right? Hashem doesn't need our brachas, right? The whole concept of a bracha, you know, he talks about it there. Why does he talk about it in Parshas Ekev? Because that's the one place where we have v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. So that's where he talks about it. The only time in the Torah where it says achiyev. It could be there's another mitzvah of another bracha that's daraisa, but it doesn't say that beferish. The Ramban says berachas haTorah is also daraisa, but it doesn't say beferish, you know, make a bracha. It just says don't forget Har Sinai, which he interprets as berachas haTorah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Vayadach Yeravam as Yisrael me'achrei Hashem Yeravam like Mediach, right? He misled Bnei Yisrael away from Hashem. Vechtiam chata gadol. Amar Chanin kishtei maklos hamatiza zuasu, like two sticks that hit each other. Whenever a Jew wanted to get close to Hashem, he hit him away. He hit him away. He tried to get them away from Hashem. V'dizahav, right? Once we mentioned the Egel before, we also mentioned this Chazal, right? V'dizahav is a place at the beginning of Dvarim, but we say it means the Egel, Amr Debe Rav Yanai, Amr Moshe Levnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebona Shalola, Bishvil Kesef, Vizav, Shehishpata Lehem LeYisrael, because of all the great gold and silver that you gave the Jews, Adche Yomru Dai, until they said enough, Garam Lehem LeYat Lasos Lehem LeHezav. Right? All of the Hashpa, Hashem is a little bit there for your fault, Moshe says unbelievably. You gave them so much, what do you expect? If a lion only has straw, he's not going to be going crazy. Or if he has meat. Right? So you put him in this situation, right? Similar, the other Chazal say, right? If you put a young man with a bag of, gold, a dinarim in next to the base of Zonos, you know, my yaseh. Again, it's terrible. It's their sin, but, you know, you had a little bit of cause in it. Related, a chazal that's just about the chet eka. Rabbi Chanan in the back of the Kovet Sa'aris discusses, is there any time that there would be die? Right? Somebody would say they have enough money? Right? Oef kesef, ol yispa kesef. So what does that mean? That, you know, ache yomru die. That's impossible. Whatever you want, you know, you want more of. You know, yeah, you have some money, you want more money. You have one car, you have one, two cars. So it says Rabbi Chanan, but maybe, when did the eagle take place? This was in between the Har Sinai and the Egel, obviously. So he says, maybe we know by Har Sinai, the Zuhama that was put into Adam and Chava when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, that was lost. So now there's no natural tendency in magnetic force causing us to do Averis. So maybe Dafka, that's why. Moshe says, at this time, they wouldn't have done it. And yet they had so much, you know, so this was part of the problem. Okay, Amar Rav Oshia. Ad Yeravam Hayu Yisrael Yon Kim Egel Echad. Rav Oshia says, until Yeravam, Bnei Yisrael only were paying back one Egel sin. Mikan ve'elach, mishtayim v'shlosh agalam. But once Yeravam set up other Egels, so now there are more calves that are causing us problems. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein lecha kol peranis, peranis, shebala olam. There is no tragedy in the world, in the history of the Jewish people that comes, that doesn't have a little shemetz of chet egel punishment in it. Shein ba echad me esrim barba behechra litra shel egel harishon. 1/24th, a little bit. Rashi says it's lav dafka, doesn't mean dafka 1/24th. It means a little bit going back to the egel harishon. Shenemar of yom pakti ufakavzi aleim chatasam. Whatever I bring tragedy, it'll be a little bit related to the egel. There's a drasha of the Drisha. The Drisha in Ebn Ezer says that maybe Egel stands for the Gemara Baba Basra Kuf Samachay. Ruban Begezel, Miutan Ba'arayas, V'Hakol, B'Lashon Hara. Right, what's the root of all sins? That's Egel. Arayas, Gezel, Lashon Hara. That's what Chazal is saying. Every tragedy, every sin that we do is going back to that. Right, the three sins of Egel. The Maharal also writes that right here, he says, Ukemo Bashar Bachat Adam Nikras Misal Kobe Olam at Sov Kala Olam Afka Shachati Yisrael VeEgel. This was defining because it was at the beginning of our existence. Everything at the beginning of our existence at the Maharal has an effect for history. Just like Avram Avinu, right? Maisa Avasim Labanim, the Egel. Why the Egel and not other national sins? Because the Egel was at the beginning. Right? If it's at the beginning, that's defining and it goes into our DNA, so to speak. Rabbi Chanina says, no, he argues. After 24 generations, the punishment for the Egel was done. We're finished by now. We're finished. Shenemar vayikra baznei kol gadol emar karbu pikdos ha'ir v'ish kli mashcheso biyado. Right, and it's done after 24 generations. Rashi here goes through the 24 generations from the Chet Ha'ekel until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rashi goes through the 24 people, 24 generations, starting from Nachshon. Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David, goes straight through 24 generations. Period. Okay, the next two lines we could spend a long time on, but we'll just mention it. Again, a very famous comment in the world of Yeravam. After all this, Yeravam still did not do tshuva. My achar. What do you mean after? After what? Amar Rabbi Abba. Achar shetafsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeravam bebigdo. Hashem kaviyachol grabs Yeravam, appears to Yeravam, the Amarlo, and says to him, the Adramah says this was all in a vision. He says to him, Chazor b'cha, du tshuva, v'ani v'ata u'ben Yishai nitayel b'gan Eden. We'll all go into Gan Eden together. Me, you, and Ben Yishai. Amarlo, mi barosh, says Yeravam. Who's walking first? Who's walking first? Ben Yishai barosh. Hashem says, Ben Yishai, yihachi lo ba'ina. If yes, I'm not interested. He rejects a private tour of Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Gaiva. And it's even, the Mefarshim point out, that he asks who's first. He was supposed to be first. What did Hashem say in his words? Ani v'ata u'ben Yishai. He was supposed to be first. And not only was he supposed to be first, as we mention often, Hashem doesn't even call him David. He calls him Ben Yishai. As if to lower his status. To say, it's you! You're going to have such kavod! And yet he can't handle it. If David's going to also be there, he's going to be associated with it. I can't be involved. What gaiva does to a person, right? The Sichas Musar in Mamar Pei Beis, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz quotes many other examples of this, where gaiva totally destroys a person, right? A person could have Taivas HaKavod. Mesulas Yesharim talks about it. Yeravam Menavat Lo Nitra Min HaOlam Ela Ba'avur HaKavod. Better to go down to Gehenim than to have a private tour along with David HaMelech. And he says, Maisin B'chol Yom Shema'abed Adam Tova Harbi B'Glal HaKavod. We lose so many things because of our run for Kavod. V'hu HaMafsid HaIkari Lebena Yeshiva. It is the ultimate mafsid for a Ben Yeshiva. Milalas b'malas haTorah. Kipamim hu nimna milishol mechaveru asadara akasha alav. Sometimes we're too embarrassed to ask somebody a question in learning. Shemi yismai kvodo. Upamim hu choshesh levakeshes chaveru lilmoni bo bechavrusa. Ki eno fika, I'm not going to be your chavrusa. That's of me? You know who you're talking to? You know how many Reb Chaims I know? Exos. So we lose kavod. Fakachu mafsid nitzchius because cheshbonos hevel shel kavod ubusha. So again, says the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what we learn from Yeravam, the power of gaiva. Says the Gemara. Continue again. There's a lot more here. The Margalit Sayyam also discusses. Maybe he says Ben Yishai so that David realizes the schus avos of it. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yavo, last line. Rabbi Yavo, havi ragil davika darish b'shloshim malachim. Again, another great story coming up. Rabbi Yavo was ragil to give shir about the three kings that lost their olam haba. Three kings. Chalash. One time he wasn't feeling well. Kavalei delo darish. So he assumed that the reason that he got sick was because he was darshaning too much about these three kings that lost their olam habas. He was makabel, you know, I'm not going to darshan relating to them again. But he went to Ispach, Hadar Kadarish. But once he got better, he started darshaning about them again. Amri, the Talmidim, said to him, Lo kabilas alech to lo darashtabu? Didn't you accept not to darshan about them? Right, so what, I don't understand. You said, so Amar, he says, Inu mihajru behu, dana ahadr be, well, they didn't do tshuva, so they didn't go back, so I could be chozerbo on my words. I could be chozerbo and give shirim about them. Here we go. Ravashi, okiash losha malachim. Ravashi was giving shir on these three malachim that lost their olam haba. Amar, so he tells his shir, lamachar, tomorrow, talmidim, niftach b'chavrin. We will start talking about our colleagues. Chavrin, Rashi, fourth line on top, Nidrosh b'chavirenu, shahayu talmideh chachamim kemosenu, ve'en lam chelok la'asid. Right, we're going to talk about the great talmid rabbis, but they lost their olam haba. There's a lot of depth to the following story. We don't have time to go through it all, but the Maharal and Netzach Yisrael in the third parak talks about the message of this story and the Geula. So, Asa, Menashe, Ischazila b'chelme. That night, Rav Ashi had a dream. Menashe HaMelech came to him in a dream. Amar, Chavrech v'chaveri davul karislan. You're calling me a colleague. You're calling me somebody who's on your level. Mehecha bos l'mishrei hamotzi. Let me ask you a simple halakha question. When you make hamotzi, where are you supposed to cut the bread? Where are you supposed to cut the bread from? Amar le Ravashi says, lo yadana. I don't know. Amar le says Menashe. Mehecha debos l'mishra hamotzi lo gamiris. V'chavrech karislan. You don't know the most basic halakhas, where to cut the bread from. And you're calling me a colleague? Amazing. What should be the next halakha? The next line. Ravashi should say, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm sorry. What's the next line? Ravashi says, what's the answer to the question? That's what he cares about the most. Avrale, Agmarili, teach it to me. Ulamachar darishnale mishimcha beperka. I'll quote you in shir tomorrow. Teach me. What's the halacha? Amarle, mehecha dekaran bishula. Okay, he answers, you cut it where it's crusted the most, it's baked the most. Which itself is a question. What does that mean? Does that mean the corner where it's burnt the most? Does it mean in the middle where it's brown on top, closest to the top of the oven? Does it mean the bottom which touches? So we know the answer, but we're not exactly sure. Right, there are different minhagim. Shulchan Aruch quotes, you know, exactly how one cuts challah. Some people cut the challah on the edge. Some people cut the challah in the middle. But it's a question of how to understand this line. Mehecha tekarim bishula. Amar le. And there's a lot written about why Dafka was it this question that Menashe asked him. Out of any halachic question, there has to be some symbolism, obviously, to cutting bread. Amar le. But either way, the story continues. Me'acha dechachmisu kulehai. So, says Rav Ashi to Menashe, if you're so smart, ma'itayma kol pachisu lavaras kochavim. So why do you serve idols? Why were you so terrible? That's what the Maharal talks about. Maharal talks about two different types of pulls to Avodah Zarah. Right? Is it an acceptance of Avodah Zarah out of wisdom? That you really think that the Avodah Zarah has some type of power? And you could figure out and you could explain it? And that's where Rav Ashi thought that they were just not smart. And therefore it must have been the other pull. But so Menashe was answering him, we were brilliant, but there was still a tremendous taiva. Amar lei, Havis, awesome. If you would have been there, my dear Rav Ashi, Havis nakitna b'shipoli glima, you would have grabbed on the bottom of my robe, v'rahitas abasrai, and run after me to go serve Avodah Zarah. So, you know, don't think. Again, this goes through with the other Gemara that we did earlier in this Masechta, that they killed the taiva for Avodah Zarah, right? Because we can't understand that taiva. And that's what it says here. In the days of the Malachim, it was very strong. Lamachar, so the next day, Amar Lahu and Ravashi started giving shir. He said, L'Rabbanan, he said to his students, Niftach Baravasa, let's start talking about some of our great teachers, right? Instead of saying our colleagues, our chavrin, and that's because of that story. Good. We continue. Achav, once we're on the topic of the evil kings, so now we get into Achav. Remember back in the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah said? The three kings that are lost their Olam Haba, the Shlosha, Arba Hadyot, the Shlosha Melachim, the three kings are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And then Rabbi Huda there argued that Menashe has a chelik in Olam Haba, right? It's based on the pasuk that the Yerushalmi that we read yesterday. And the four head yotos, which we'll get into, Bez Hashem, are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. But now we get into Achav. So, Achav. What is Achav? One of the Malchi Yisrael. Again, Yeravam was Malchi Yisrael. Achav. Ach, Lashamayim. Right. Woe to heavens, Rashi says. Ach, like a Lashon of woe. Av, Avodas Kochavim. He was a father, a leader to Avodah Zarah. Ach, Lashamayim, Dechsiv. Ach, Litzara Yivaleid. Av, Avodas Kochavim, Dechsiv. Karachim of Albanim. Rashi says we don't really need the Psukim. We understand what it's saying even without the Psukim. But just quotes Psukim as Ramazim. He loved idols like a father loves a child. The smallest things that Achav did was like the harshest things of Yeravam, meaning Achav was terrible. Why? Throughout Sefer Malachim, right? Whenever a king does bad, the Navi always says, and he did exactly like Yeravam did. Did exactly. Wait, Achav was much worse. So, but why does it consistently talk about Yeravam? He started it all. He started the terrible line of Malchei Yisrael that were bad. What does that mean? That the altars, the mizbechos, by the furrows of the field, there was not one field in the entire Eretz Yisrael that did not have an Avodah Zarah, that wasn't worshipped by Achav. Every field. The Yerushalmi says in Peah that he had Achdus at least. At least he had Achdus. It was terrible. He was Ovid of the Zarbi, he had Achdus, and that's why he had a long Malchus and he was successful in battle. That's what the Meshech Chachma also talks about in Beshalach. Right? That they had Achdus. And Achdus goes a very far. V'amayim lem choma, at that time, Bnei Yisrael broke up into groups, and that's why they were in so much danger. Because they didn't have Achdus. You could be an Ovid of the Zara, but if you have Achdus, that goes a long way. How do we know that Achav is not going to the next world? He's not going. Okay, you read the story. He was terrible. But a couple of times, it's somewhat tragic, a couple of times you read the end of Sefer Malachim Aleph, it seems like he was ready to do tshuva. He was ready to come back, and his wife nixed it. His wife Yizevel nixed it. No way, this is terrible. Like after Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, you sense that he was shaken up a little bit. His wife rejects it. Right? So a wife could bring you up, it could bring you down. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mibnei Mazacha Amri Lamalchus. Amri, the father of Achav. Also terrible. Right, but why was he Zocha Lamalchus? Mibnei Shehosef Krach Echad, the Eretz Yisrael. He was Mosif, one city in the land of Israel. Shenemar Vayikin Esahar Shamron, Mei Shemer Bekikrayim, Kesef, Vayivin Esahar Vayikra Shemair Shabana Shal Shem Shemer Adonai Hahar Shamron. The Ben Yoyada says he didn't even call it by his own name. That shows he was doing it. L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Eretz Yisrael. He built up one field in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the Margolius Hashas here, Margolius Hashas quotes the story of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Right, that took place in 1939 when he was about to rebuild Neves Sha'anan, right, the community, the Shchuna Chadasha. He was by the foundation stone laying, and he gave a drasha, and he quoted this Gemara. Why was Amri Zocha? And he quotes because he put one krach in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld was not known as one of the great Zionist rabbis. Right, he was on the opposite side of the spectrum. But he said at this groundbreaking ceremony, he says, we have to realize the great schus it is to be Osek B'Yishev Ha'aretz. And you have to realize that all of those who are so anti everything that we believe in today, they still have a tremendous schus. So we have to do everything we can to have Torah Jews being able to have that schus as well. And therefore, he says, we have to make communities built on Altar Eretz HaKodesh. Ki rak al yedei ha'asiyah subnias Eretz HaKodesh yedei Yehudim, shomri Torah, nucha lismodid im asiyah ha'chilonit, shal eila shofim lerokinis Eretz b'kdushas l'chalelota. Right, so again, it's terrible if you want to build something without Torah, but the idea of building Amri was an Ovid of a Zara Mamish. They weren't worse. Chas v'shalom. He was terrible, right? But he had a tremendous chus because he built up Eretz Yisrael. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ibn Mazacha Achav Malchus Chaf Peishana. Why was he Zochat the Malchus in the first place for 22 years? But he keep it as a Torah. He gave some cover to the Torah, right? 22 letters. Shenitna b'chaf peizosios. Shenemar v'yishlach. What happened? Hadad sends to Achav. V'yishlach malachem elachav elach Yisrael. Ha'ira. V'yomer lo. Koamar ben Adad, Kasmacha v'zavcha lihu, v'nashecha uvanecha tovim lihem, kiim ka'es machar. Right, Hadad gives him an ultimatum. You better send me everything that you have, all goods, all jewels, everything, your best soldiers, Because tomorrow, Eshlachas Avdiya Elecha v'chipsuas Pesecha v'ezbati Abadecha, they're going to, my soldiers are going to search out the treasury. V'ayakol machmar einecha yasimu b'yadem malachu. They're going to take everything. V'yomer l'malachei ben Adad, imu l'adoni ha-melech, Achav answers, tell the king, kol ha-shesh elach el-abdecha, el-abdecha b'rishon ha-aseh. Everything you could take, except ubadavar azel uchalasos. This thing, this last thing of machmar einecha, you can't take that. My machmar einecha, lav sefer Torah. Doesn't that mean, right, the desire of my eyes, doesn't that mean he's not letting them take a sefer Torah? The Gemara says, Dilma boris kochavim, maybe it means his idol. Isn't that machmar einecha? Lo sakadaitach. That can't be, because everybody supported him. Dichsev, ayomar elav kol hazakenim v'cholam. The elders, who we think at this time were still some Yerei Shamayim, Al Tishma Val Tova. They told him, don't listen. Vidilma Savi Devahasahavi. Maybe it was the shameful elders, meaning the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Miloksiv, doesn't it say elsewhere? Vayishar Adavar Bene Avshalom Ubeini Kol Zikne Yisrael. The Zikne Yisrael were happy that Avshalom, you know, rebelled. Vemar of Yosef Savi Devahasa. Right? So you see, Zakenim could mean, you know, foolish ones. Hasam now. Hasam Loksiv V'chol Ha'am. Hachaksiv V'chol Ha'am. Di Efshad Jalo Havi Behun Sadiki. Is it possible there weren't some righteous people in the Am? And it says the Am told him, don't give it. So it must be referring to a Sefer Torah. V'ksiv V'hishar'ti B'Yisrael Shivas Alafim B'chol Ha'birkayim. Asher Lo Karu L'Baal. There were some Jews that didn't bow down to the Baal that were left there. So therefore, it must be a Sefer Torah. So you see, he stood up, he didn't want to give a Sefer Torah to Hadad, and that's why, because of that covet he showed to the Sefer Torah, he was zochet to be the Melech. Amar Rav Nachman, Achav Shakal Haya. Wow. Achav had some merit also. It was like, equal. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, V'yamar Hashem, when Hashem was going to punish Achav, it says, Mi yifates Achav v'yal v'yal v'yibal b'romas gilad. Who's going to go seduce Achav to go out to war and he's going to be killed in battle? V'yomer zebeko v'yomer zebeko v'zeomer beko. And the Pasuk says that in Shamayim, this one said that. Meaning there was a discussion in Shamayim. It must be there was some limud zchus going on also, if there was a discussion. Maske v'la Rav Yosef. I don't understand, says Rav Yosef. Man dekasave, regarding the one that it says, Rak lohaya ka'achav, asher hismaker lasos hara b'nei Hashem, that did terrible things to Hashem, asher hisato so izevel ishto. Right, they did terrible things. V'tanina b'chol yom sh'haysa shokela shikle zol l'avodos kochavim. V'yata mart shakul haya. How could you say that? There was a shakul, that he had equal merits. He was terrible. So how could the Gemara suggest that? Ella says, Rav Yosef, Achron Vachon B'mamono Haya. No, it just means, it wasn't because he was equal, but it's just that he had one limud zchus. He was very generous with his money. Because he gave a lot of money to Talmidei Chachamim, so he got somewhat of a kapara. That's why he had a zchus. A spirit went out and stood in front of Hashem. Vayomer ani afatenu, and that spirit said, "I'll go seduce Achav to go to war to be able to be killed in battle." Vayomer Hashem elov bameh. Vayomer, he says, "Etzei vayisi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav. I will go into one of his false nif prophets, and the prophet will say, "Go to war, you'll be successful." Vayomer tifateh. Hashem says, "Fine, go." V'gam tuchal tzei v'asakein. The ruach, the spirit, this malach went out and helped seduce Achav. My ruach, what type of spirit are we talking about? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ruach shel Navos ha-Yisraeli. Navos, the one who had the vineyard, who was killed by Achav and Izevel, because based on the false witnesses, because that Navos, his spirit went to take revenge. Might say, so why does Hashem say, go out? Amar Ravina, tsemi mechitzasi. Even though you're doing my will, if you're out there to destroy and to lie, you can't be near me, right? He was going to lie. He was going to create Navi Sheker. Shekeng Siv, Dover Shkramlo, Yikal Negadei. Even though, a little difficult to understand, the Mefarshim talk about it, right? If liars can't be near Hashem, right? So here, right, since we had earlier the story of the City of Truth, right, that even my wife's not available. No matter what the reasons are, there's certain type of standards. So here too, he says, Navos had to be out. Amar, Papa Hainadamri, Inchi, Deparakine, Machrevese. Whoever takes revenge, you know, destroys his own house. Well, two more lines. Vayaz Achav Esashera, Vayosef Achav Lasos, Lahachis Esashem Elokei Yisrael, Mikol Malchei Yisrael, Asher Ha'ilafanav. He was worse. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, what did he do? Shekasav Aldalso Shomron. He used to ride on all the doorposts. Achav kafar be'elokei Yisrael. Lefichach ein lo chelek be'elokei Yisrael. Right, he rejected. He said it himself. And therefore he had no future. Vayivakesh es Achazyahu. One line about Achazyahu. That Yehu looked for Achazyahu, who was the grandson of Achav. who was just like him, Vayil Kiduhu, he caught him, Vuhum Ischabe B'Shimron. What was he doing? He was hiding in Shimron. Amar Ablevi, remember, Yehu destroyed all of Achaz's family. So he was the one. So Amar Ablevi, Shayel Koder Az Karos, Achaz Yahu used to cut out the names of Hashem in all the Sefer Torahs, the Kosev Avodas Kochavim Tachtehim, and used to write a name of Avodah Zarah instead. Right? This was some of the terrible things that Achav did, that Achaz Yahu did. And now we are up to Menashe. Up to Menashe, regarding Menashe. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, the next 2 days will be put up from the last cycle, Hashem, and we'll pick up afterwards. Again, everybody should continue to enjoy, right, all of these dafim in Chelek.